You could, the Senate, and add all the House stuff in all their sections.
Was Randy Miller told about this meeting?
But we didn't take the rest of it out, though, so it would be easier to concur in the Senate amendments and then further amend.
I thought you said later on.
Which leaves intact all of the bill, the House bill, except we're gonna restore.
Change in the plan.
We're gonna restore lines 19 and 20 of the House amendments to, you know, that the Senate deleted. And we're gonna restore.
Restore lines.
The definition.
We're gonna restore section three.
Restore lines 9 and 10? Did you say lines 9 and 10?
No, I said 19 and 20.
Oh.
Why wouldn't we be restoring?
You're also restoring that 14 and 15 and 16. You're restoring that whole section.
That's what I.
Yes, to the House.
You're restoring all section three, section four, section five, six, seven.
Well, whatever was taken out by the change in definition.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, we're restoring 3 through 7.
Yeah, and then 8 you have to take part and not the other part. You want to dump line 34.
Yeah.
And you want to pick up line 40. I mean, I think we can do it anyway. If I have the time, it's up to you.
The approach is right here.
Okay, go with what's the concur in Senate.
Whichever's easier for you, so you don't have to make so many.
I think it's basically council's, it's just like a sentence of description, and then council's got this stuff is on tapes. It's just meshing it together.
Fine.
Do you want me to call Miller?
Should I have somebody call?
You know exactly what we've taken out.
275 to order, please. All right, how do I do this? Did you decide how we're gonna make the run on these different areas, or should I just use my best shot? Can we adopt the Senate amendments in toto with the exception of, can we adopt sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the Senate amendments without doing violence to the other things that we want to also adopt?
Yeah, see, we can't just totally concur in the Senate amendments because
right,
you deleted
no, I'm saying,
all those other things. Right, okay. Yes, we can, if you just say which parts you want to adopt and then conceptually on the House amendments say throughout the bill, we want to any place where the change is there.
We can adopt sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the Senate amendments dated July 8th, right or wrong?
Well, I think you could just agree to these things. I don't know exactly
right.
How it would be
Let's
worded
do this.
On the report.
Chair moves that we adopt the House version on personality disorder in House Bill 2075. Discussion on the chair's motion.
For the record, that's section 3.
That is
of the House Amendments 2075.
Right. Lines 8, 9, 10, 20.
And whatever else follows throughout the bill.
Correct.
I think
lines
it's the only place it appears.
19 and 20 in the House Amendments to House Bill 2075 dated June 13th.
Right.
Objections to the motion? Chair moves that we adopt the House version on the definition of insanity as initially defined in section 3 of the House Amendments to House Bill 2075, lines 14 and 15.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator.
This is just a suggestion, but why don't you just adopt sections 3 through 7 of the House and readopt them?
Well, that's a huge thing, Chair.
Okay. I just want to do everything
right.
Conceptually because we're getting are there objections or discussion to the motion? Yes?
No, excuse me. I just did you adopt it so far, just section 3 part of it?
Wherever else.
And wherever else?
I said as initially defined in section 3 so that you had some kind of guideline of what we're
okay.
talking about. But I meant everywhere else, but I just wanted to initially
okay.
defined. That's the language I used to try to say.
And wherever conforming language appears
yes.
throughout the House
amendments. I meant that. I'm
okay.
sorry. In my
okay.
motion. The chair would move that we adopt the Senate amendments regarding designated offenses in the Psychiatric Security Review Board's jurisdiction over such as set out in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2075 dated July 8th. How's that? I think now I'm getting it done. How's that?
Right, and that's Section 2. It amounts to Section 2. Is that, I'm just asking for correction from council. Section 2 of the Senate amendments.
And everywhere else where it appears, right, it appears that, quite frequently throughout the bill. In essence, you're asking.
Section 2 of the Senate.
No, Section 2
of the House amendments.
Of the House amendments.
Yeah. Where it appears there and throughout the bill, it will be withdrawn from the sections of the bill.
Okay, I'm trying to confuse anybody. I'm trying to.
Oh, that's right. That's,
all right. Is the discussion on the chair's motion? Objections? All right, that's taking care of those three. Now, we also better do for the record, the chair moves that we adopt the Senate amendments to House Bill 2075, dated July 8th, as it pertains to jury instruction and is set out in Section 2 of those Senate amendments. Discussion on that chair's motion. Objections? All right. Well, we ought to also get in this couple more areas, so we really got it all set up. Chair moves that we adopt. Let's just do it this way. I guess the House version is set out on House amendments to House Bill 2075, dated June 13th, regarding the crime of escape in the second degree relative to the board's authority to extradite, as well as the requirement that district attorneys collect and submit statistical records on the use of the insanity defense to the state court administrator.
It's the same thing the Senate.
Right.
Right. It's just a
I'm just going back to the House amendments, but there is nothing novel or new or destructive. Right. This is, we don't have a disagreement on this anyway. Is there a discussion on the chair's motion? Is there objections? Now, let me make sure. Have we taken care of what we wanted to do in House Bill 2075? Is there anything else in your amendments that we didn't touch upon?
I think there were 4 points, as I recall. There was the terminology. There was the designated offenses.
Right.
There was extradition matters.
Right.
There was the record-keeping matter. Right. There was the jury instruction. Jury instruction matter.
Got that. I think we're there. Are we there, counsel, in terms of all the things we want to deal with as far as your... Can I be sure of one thing? Are we all right on dates? In terms of... I want to be sure we don't...
What do you have in mind? Same thing, Senior?
Well, there is nothing specifically in the bill, and I discussed this with some people, saying this change in plea will not change, or the personality disorder exclusion will not change. I think there's a rule of law that would not make it apply to anybody charged prior to the effective date of the act. If we want to clarify that, I think the board wouldn't mind having...
Well, I think it's just a procedural change.
No, I guess I would almost move. What do you think about putting it 84 so the CLE and everybody kind of gets in the act of understanding what, there's some training for lawyers and people about what this might mean. I mean, I don't know if January 184 is the effective date or whatever gives them. That's what we do. We've done with the Civil Procedure Code and a number of other things. I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice to the lawyers.
Yeah, you know what the effective date versus what
I was. Well, I'm thinking of something different, which is no matter what effective date you choose, to who...
Exactly.
I'm particularly concerned about the exclusion of personality disorder. Let's say somebody was charged today. They've been building their defense on personality disorder.
I just want to know, as a lawyer, PSRB has raised this point. They really want that made sure that this only applies from whenever this date is effective forward. And do we need...
They're worried about people trying to get out.
Right,
yeah.
Right now. Do we need to speak to that at this time? And I
think we better.
This is our opportunity to put it in here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll start off by making this suggestion. The effective date of January 1st makes sense to you, but I would have it affect any case where the indictment has been from now on.
I don't know if we can do that, Constitute.
We can't.
Well, I think it's substantive, the personality disorder exclusion. I mean, it's sort of a, I don't know.
Well, what?
I'm not an expert on when certain things apply.
Well, the easiest way is to make everything January 1st.
Right, I think, isn't that right?
Yeah, unless there's some reason. What was the problem with the psych review board? They wanted, they're getting people, but that, they're not going to talk about that because we relieved, we took care of, we deleted that portion that they're...
They want to make sure that people who are now committed
right.
for not being responsible for a personality disorder are not coming and litigating the issue.
Hey, hey,
they think
out.
It'll be litigated anyway, but saying, let me out now.
Okay, but it doesn't apply to anything prior to the effective date.
Well,
what happens with that?
We want to, I think everybody wants to make sure of that. The question is, do you need to put it in the law now?
Well, let's do.
This will
That's
be
okay. That's now, how do we do that? I think if we're going to say the act becomes effective on January 1, we also must make a statement, and it only applies in some way prospectively from that date forward.
Or you could say it does not apply to any criminal action commenced prior to the that date.
Right.
And that would make it clear that it wouldn't cover anybody who's, I don't know, what do you think?
Act committed or action? I think it may be a date more soon.
That's fine. Could I defer to legal counsel's expertise? Can we adopt this conceptually and you come up with a language? Or
yeah, no, I think we still need a little more discussion here
okay.
to give them direction about whether there's a difference between offense and filing and
sure.
committed and, you know.
One way I would think you could go is to say
file.
That it applies to acts committed on or after the effective
right.
date
that's
of the act.
Right. I think that's the only way to go. It's the most conservative way, but that's the only way to go.
Okay, that's good.
Acts on or after January 1, 1984. The chair moves that the effective date of this act be January 1, 1984, number one, and number two, that the law only applied to acts committed on or after January 1, 1984. How's that?
Or on or after the effective date of the act.
Okay, whatever. I'm being very cumbersome in my wording. Is there any objections or any discussion of the motion? Any objections? All right. Anything else on the measure? What is the motion? Go ahead.
I will raise to you something that legislative council raised to Nina and myself having to do with the relating clause, because I feel like it must be raised. We have, well, it
two
depends
opinions.
On how you want to go. It, relating clause is relating to mental disease and defect. Titles are not supposed to describe more than one set. There's not supposed to be more than one subject in the bill, and titles, therefore, are not supposed to be describing more than one subject. Kathleen Buffet says whenever she doesn't put ands in titles for that reason. An effect can be if down the line it's found that a relating clause can invalidate what's in your bill if it was unconstitutional because the bill contained two subjects as described as two subjects in
what
the relating
bill
clause.
Does not relate to mental disease.
No.
No.
Pardon?
What in the bill does
the problem
not
is does the relating so, clause express
right.
two subjects?
Relating
That's
to mental disease and relating to defect.
Would it take off defect then?
Now, well,
well,
no.
If you take out the word and substitute the word or, you're there. And that's what
I
the law.
Do it.
I don't know that that is there. We could just, and I asked Kathleen what if she had one she wanted to suggest, and she said you could just say something like relating to criminal procedures and make it a broad kind of one.
Oh.
If you just say.
I'm going to get into the death penalty thing here with this.
I think or is a good idea.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well. Okay.
The other thing is relating
ask.
To criminal responsibility. Wasn't that another option we had in our list of? That was when Gruber.
Mm-hmm.
Gruber doesn't think it expresses two subjects,
right.
and Kathleen does. They're disagreeing with each other.
I don't think it does.
I really
can we? So the only problem we go ahead.
It may never be a problem.
Right, go ahead.
Somebody may never raise it. If they raise it, they
let's,
may just
let's
find.
Let's make a legislative system. History, Mr. Chair, and say that it is our intent as the legislature to. That disease and defect are essentially one and the same, as defined by, especially as defined by the personality disorders. You know, the Section 3 on the House amendments, which we have adopted, which are in CLAC in fact, say mental disease or defect as one term. So it would be my proposal that would be my rationale to say that because of the fact we're actually using a definition to include both, and which is currently in statute that we are interpreting that to be one and the same.
Correct. And as I recall, as I look at it, law ORS 161.295 subsection 1 refers to mental disease or defect. The relating clause says mental disease and defect, but that it is in our intention that mental disease is the same thing as mental defect. They're one and the same, and in effect, the word and really means or in terms of relating clause. We got it done now in terms of the record, and we go from there.
Clear to me.
I'll take my. I'm glad you brought it up, Linda. I guess this is getting it's very sensitive right now around here for another reason. Did you want to say?
No, I mean, you've taken care of it as far as legislative history takes care of these things.
You're right.
Okay, if you feel more comfortable, put the or actually amend the relating clause to make it or,
that doesn't make her.
I did not ask them about the or and whether that's treated as two subjects, because you've still got mental disease
or
defect, and I would think that it may be defective in the same way using either word.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And,
well.
And I'm
the
sorry,
whole
I couldn't get a very.
I just think.
I have seen mistakes come out of the city council's office all sessions.
Well, but it is something that this is a heavy area. All right, we'll take our chances. I think it's the best way to resolve it now. I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
What is the motion I make now? What do we know? What is the motion I make now? I'm sorry. I move that
there's a form somewhere here. I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't even
it
know.
It says right on what we're doing.
That we received from, that we adopt the conference committee that the Senate. Who's refused that you
had
received from your
move that the conference so that the House no that won't
you can really
what
go
is
either
there?
Direction I think. I mean, we're going to be taking parts out of both of them.
So why can't I move that the conference committee adopt the conference committee report and report it with a due pass recommendation to the respective floor. Chair moves that we adopt the conference committee report on House Bill 2075. And we recommend the repassage of the measures on both the respective Senate and House floors. Objections? No, call the roll, please.
Miller?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye.
Fortune?
Aye.
Fortune?
Aye. Thank you very much. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.